When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma. Yay! Trip to Texas. So go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
This morning on the third hour of Today, airfare. New passenger protection for travelers announced overnight, from flight refunds to tackling junk fees. We're going to break down our new rights just in time for summer vacation. Plus, moving in. Retirees now having to make room for a new group that's flocking to their gated communities and golf courses.
I would say a lot are just getting into golf and kind of wanting that family atmosphere with golf.
A look at why millennials are seeking out a change of pace. And then the Blind Boys of Alabama, the pioneering Grammy winners sharing an inspiring message about their musical roots and carrying on a historic legacy. Then, a duo of Doras. We'll meet the original Dora the Explorer and the talented newcomer bringing the beloved character back to TV. Joining us live in Studio 1A today, Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the third hour of Today. I'm Dylan here with the whole gang.
Good morning.
Al, Chanel, and Craig. We're at the kids' table today.
Yeah,
so we're nice and cozy.
It's a holiday.
That's right. Together. And what day is it?
Home.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Hump day.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Now it's Wednesday.
Now we can start.
Yeah. Halfway there. That's right. Well, we're going to begin with some big news out this morning that could have an impact on all of our travel plans. Overnight, the Biden administration revealing new airline passenger rights, protecting folks from hidden fees and other frustrations of flying, like the refund policy for flight delays, and Dylan, pay attention, for delayed luggage.
Oh.
NBC's Tom Costello, who covers aviation, joins us now from Costello National Airport in Washington, D.C. So, Tom, what's the deal?
By the way, I don't think Congress will be happy with you changing the designation for the airport. Absolutely right. Listen, I'm happy with it, though. You can go with it. I'm happy with it. Listen, the DOT is pushing the airlines now to come out with very prompt refunds if you're owed money, if you're owed compensation. And they want to try to clear all of this up because there's a lot of confusion and different rules for different airlines. They want one set of rules for everybody. So here are the bullet points coming from DOT, from the Biden administration. Airlines will be required to provide automatic refunds when an airline cancels or significantly changes a flight if the passengers do not accept alternative transportation or credits. That includes domestic departures delayed for more than 3 hours, international departures delayed more than 6 hours, departures from a different airport or an increase in connections. You'll also be entitled to a refund if your checked bag is not delivered within 12 hours on a domestic flight. And if you pay for something like Wi-Fi or seat selection and the airlines don't provide that, you should get an automatic refund as well. And here's the catch. The DOT is saying you got to give them the refund, airlines, give the passengers the refund within 7 days on their credit cards. And these new rules will take effect within 6 months.
Wow. Wow. Okay. The administration also plans to crack down on what they call junk fees. What exactly are those and what's going to change?
Well, you know, junk fees are all on the eyes of the beholder, but you're right. This is essentially trying to make sure that hidden fees are not so hidden. Here are the bottom lines there. The airlines will be required to tell customers up front about all of the fees they charge for bags, for checked bags, carry-on bags, and changing a reservation, assuring customers that the seats are guaranteed when they buy a ticket. Maybe not the precise seat you want, but you will get on the plane, and prohibiting airlines from advertising a misleading promotional discount fare that doesn't include all of the extra mandatory fees that will be added in. Again, we're talking about this taking effect just going into the Thanksgiving travel rush, and then by default, of course, into Christmas and Hanukkah. The airlines, as you would expect, are out with a statement. The airlines say that they already are committed to providing, they say, the highest quality of service. And that includes, they say, clarity regarding prices, fees, and ticket terms However, the Biden administration has taken issue with that. And so if you are concerned, if you don't know what your rights are and what which airline provides what, they spell it all out on the DOT's website, which is flightrights.gov. Flightrights.gov. Pretty good website, guys.
Flightrights.gov. Hey, Tom, really quickly,
this is a good question.
You get out of here. There's been some talk, I know, over the last couple of years about making sure that families can sit together on the planes when they fly without paying more. Ooh. What's the latest on that?
So get this. I was surprised that right now only four guarantee fee-free seating for families. In other words, four. Only four say if you want your family to sit together, you won't pay any more. So essentially, the Biden administration, the DOT, is trying to change that. They're coming down. They expect to come down hard on the airlines to try to ensure the families can sit together without having to pay more.
Good.
That may be further down the road. That's not immediate here. And, of course, it's all going to depend, well, how old is the child? Can he or she sit by themselves, separated from the parents?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Tom, real quickly, the delay fees, refunds, is that in spite, whether it's weather-related or not?
So there always is going to be, of course, a caveat for weather, right, if it's an act of God. But regardless, if you're delayed by that much, then the airline is saying, and you want the option to leave, if you say, I've been sitting here 8 hours, you should be entitled to an automatic refund, and it should be on your credit card within 7 days, once these rules take effect.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Some folks watching and listening who might pay a little bit extra to not have to sit with their...
Well, I've done. I stopped paying for it. I'm like, you know what? You can sit next to me. It's fine.
I'm just saying.
Just keep needing to go to the bathroom.
I'm just saying.
Have snacks.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about this surprising trend that's taking over retirement communities. They're filling up. But they're filling up with millennials.
That's
in a new report from the Wall Street Journal, it seems the younger crowd's choosing to leave the hustle and bustle of the city life behind for an early taste of senior living. NBC's Sam Brock has made his way to warehouse, a golf course in South Florida, where it seems to be playing out in real life. Huh, Sam?
Playing out. You know what, Craig? Everyone's taking a swing at this, you might say. The nice gentleman, guys, who lent me his golf cart here, who Al, I know, loved watching me drive this thing around a little while ago, basically said it's not unusual to go to the locker room here and see a 70-year-old, a 25-year-old, and a 50-year-old all hanging out together. Such is the trend line right now. It's researchers, but also realtors saying this has been going on for years, but it's really accelerated recently, guys, driven in part by social networking and safety, and yes, golf.
On the greens and fairways of a country club community near you, it might not be just boomers and retirees you see walking the links these days, but more and more millennials in their late 20s to early 40s and seeking that same lifestyle.
I would say a lot are just getting into golf and kind of wanting that family atmosphere with golf.
What were the criteria that you were looking at?
I think it's the package, right?
Victoria Meadows Murphy and her husband Evan are 35 and standing on a lot of land that will soon feature their new home at the Tequesta Country Club, more than 2 hours away from Miami.
For us to have the calm and the quiet, and also there's, you know, we have our community, we have good restaurants now.
No one has been like, those darn kids, they're taking our retirement homes away from us.
Yeah. No, not at all.
While Evan is from Tequesta and purchased their current home in 2018, Victoria, who owns her own interior design company, started noticing something about business in the neighborhood.
I think the light bulb went off when most of my clients that were reaching out were our age and younger.
According to reporting from the Wall Street Journal, life on the green surged during the pandemic and continues to grow. While in 2023, more golf rounds were played than any other year on record. But golf appears to be just one piece of the millennial puzzle.
I think the key question is, why not? Why would they not move to these golf communities? Most of them are gated, so you have the great security, on-site dining, tennis courts, swimming pools, of course, golf courses.
Are you seeing pushback in any of these communities from the older residents?
Communities are adapting while others aren't. There are communities renovating their club rooms to make it more trendy, like adding a pickleball court or two.
As the trend takes off from the suburbs of Texas and Arizona to Southern California, not everyone's wild about sharing the space, like Doug and Jamie Baker in the Coachella Valley.
I like not having trick-or-treaters every October. That's just me. Okay.
You know, we don't want Coachella here all year long.
But the research indicates the millennial move likely isn't going anywhere. A recent Harvard study showed the number of millennials moving to peripheral suburbs jumped 30% in 10 years. And for young, aspiring couples like the Murphys, the pivot is perfect.
I think the next step with our future is this home and building it for our family and building it to work for our family in the future.
So obviously the question now, guys, is this a fad or something that's here to stay? Experts say, if anything, this trend is only going to be amplified in future years because of the whole work from home paradigm shift where people now can live on a golf course, get a few hours a day, and I say that liberally, of work done, and then go out and, you know, enjoy the rest of your day. And Al, I'm so sorry, and I don't see a golf ball anywhere around me. I know you're a big admirer of my athletic skills,
I am.
I don't have a chance today to hit a golf ball. Maybe next time.
A guy can dream. Smart move, Sam.
I get it. Don't you get it?
Yes.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yes. During COVID, I didn't even tell you guys, the last like month or so, we were in a retirement.
Were you really? In South Carolina.
But you also have a landscape.
And we would have,
like, everything is
we
done
would
for you.
Put our chairs in little circles and we would
dine. You did do that. You would
with
hang
all
with
those
your
folks. It was like the Golden Girl Convention.
Oh my God.
I loved it.
Dylan wants me to move to one.
Speaking of retirement communities.
Oh, it'll be a long time before he's in one of those. I did enjoy the Grateful Dead logo on the golf cart. Coming up, some ways to bring down the bill for your car insurance and some more insurance questions that we're going to answer in our Consumer Confidential. And then a little bit later, I was really lucky enough to meet up with one of my favorite groups, the Blind Boys of Alabama. They're a Grammy-winning gospel group. We're going to share their incredible history. Third hour of today, right back after this.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own,
so this is why they call it Devil's River,
trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, six ribs, three links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
And welcome back to day two of our Consumer Confidential, Insurance 101. We know how important it is to have medical insurance, but that's just the tip of the coverage iceberg. From our homes to our cars and valuables, how do we know what plans we should be opting into? Well, NBC News senior consumer investigative correspondent Vicky Nguyen is here with everything we need to know. Vicky.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Okay, so we talk about insurance for where we live. Homeowners, renters, what do you need to know?
You may be surprised to learn, Al, legally, we are not required to have homeowners insurance. But here's the thing. Most of us carry a mortgage, and
right.
our lender is not going to give us any money if we don't have that investment protected. So you will need it. It's very important. It protects against fire, theft, a tree falls over in a storm and damages your roof. That's all covered with homeowners insurance. The key to remember, though, is earthquakes and flooding typically are not covered with a standard plan, and they're very expensive standalone policies. So look into that if you're in a high-risk area, but note that it takes 30 days for that coverage to kick in. So 2 days before the hurricane, not a good time to sign up. The thing with renter's insurance, really, we should all have it. It's if you're renting, the landlord will have coverage for the apartment itself.
Right.
But all your stuff, all your
everything
valuables,
within those
everything
four walls.
In there. Yeah, somebody gets a fire, sprinklers go off. Renter's insurance will cover that for you. And also alternate housing if you have to be displaced.
In either case, do you really need to worry about liability insurance?
We are going to cover that when we talk about umbrella insurance that is very important.
Okay. Car insurance, Vic.
Yes.
It feels like car insurance is more expensive now than it's ever been, especially if you've got kids kids who are on your policy. Anything we can do to mitigate the cost there?
Car insurance is absolutely bonkers, Craig. The average policy premium per year now is $2,000, according to NerdWallet.
Well, wasn't crazy.
It went up 3% according to the last Consumer Price Index report from February to March. So it's very expensive. The first thing you want to do is make sure you're not paying for too much car insurance. Check your state. What exactly is required? And then every year, set aside some time to comparison shop. I'm actually due for it myself. These days, it's so easy online or on the phone. You just say, hey, Geico, Progressive, whoever, the big companies, call them and say, this is my car. Your car is depreciating in value every day. So odds are someone else in this competitive market wants your business. Very easy to cancel your original policy, get prorated, start the new policy that same day. Now, you also might want to think about a higher deductible. Right now, most of us pay $500 in case of an accident or an issue. But if you can afford $1,000 in case of an emergency, then your monthly premium goes down.
Got it.
All right, let's talk about umbrella insurance.
Yes. This is what Al was wondering. What is it? Do you need it? Think of it this way. It is some an extra insurance coverage in case you are on the hook for an accident or you damage someone else's property.
Okay.
It's very important to have because it kicks in after your car insurance and your home insurance are exhausted.
Okay.
Think about if you have a pool or you have teenage drivers or maybe you have a boat, you may be more prone to an accident or situation where someone could come after you.
Okay.
The other thing to think about is if you are a public figure or you're a high net worth individual, you could be a target for a lawsuit.
So how does it work? You do that in addition to everything else?
Exactly. And you say, I would like to learn more about an umbrella policy, $1 million, $2 million, whatever it maybe they'll tell you whether you're covered and what the annual premium would be.
Something to consider.
But you get it on top of the other things.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And now what about life insurance?
Oh. Okay. So it is a good idea to have life insurance, especially if you have dependents and you are worried in case of something untimely happening that they are taken care of, like Al's murder mystery, right? Sometimes things happen. You become
a
headline topic.
Took a
and
turn.
Then there
thanks
you are.
Thanks for the plug.
That's a nice little plug. Yeah.
Well, I saw that yesterday. Yeah. I was like, oh, there's a whole series. So here's the thing. There's two main types, Dylan. There's term life and whole life. Term is exactly what it sounds like. It's life insurance for a term, 10 years, 20 years. Maybe you just want it until your kids get out of college or high school and they can earn on their own. A lot of times you can get this through your employer for just a few dollars more per paycheck. Worth it for sure.
Okay.
It's much more affordable. But the thing about term is once that term is over, that's it.
Okay.
That, whatever you paid towards it, you don't get any cash value. This is where whole life insurance comes in. It costs a whole lot more, but it covers you for a whole lot longer. And there is a guaranteed payout at the end of that term, which could be 70, 80 years. You can also even withdraw from it in your retirement years for tax benefits. It's basically insurance and investments in one vehicle. A lot of financial advisors, though, would say it's not the best investment.
It's the best somewhere else.
Yeah, buy the term and invest in an index fund. So you want to check with a financial advisor to make sure it works for you.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks,
all right.
Vic.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you. All right, coming up next, the sweet sounds of the Blind Boys of Alabama. Craig caught up with the Grammy-winning gospel musicians to talk about carrying on a remarkable legacy. And later, she's got millions of followers who turn to her for body positivity inspiration. Now, model Iskra Lawrence is speaking out about an important cause that is very close to her heart. We'll be right back.
Back now with a special treat to brighten your morning. I recently got the chance to sit down with one of the longest running musical groups in the country. They're called the Blind Boys of Alabama. Founded at a school for the blind back in the 1930s, the group has traveled the world with a rotating cast of members. Over all that time, though, the group has never forgotten its roots or its faith.
You know you're about to hear the Blind Boys of Alabama when they march onto stage, hand on shoulder, as one. But seeing the display doesn't quite prepare you for their sound. The Blind Boys were founded in 1939 at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Deaf and Blind. Since then, the group has won 7 Grammy Awards, including one for Best Roots Gospel Album just this year. The history of their group, with its rotating roster of mostly blind or visually impaired singers and musicians, is detailed in the new book, Spirit of the Century. We met the group on tour and sat down with longtime members Ricky McKinney and Joey Williams.
Why put out a book now?
Well, the timing is right. I mean, the Blind Boys have done a lot of things. A lot of people don't know what it's all about.
Over the decades, the Blind Boys have toured all over the United States and the world even. And while other gospel groups crossed over into popular R&B music, the Blind Boys
stayed true to their roots in the church.
How much is the music guided by your personal faith?
All 100%. The way. We've seen what the power of gospel music can do. It's powerful. You can't take gospel music to the ballroom floor, but you can take it to the church and have a good time.
Amen. Ricky, I read somewhere that your motto is, I'm not blind, I just can't see. What do you mean by that?
That means I might have lost my sight, but I never lost my direction.
The group's special sound has drawn some big-name admirers and collaborators.
Of all of the artists that you've performed with over the years, who stands out the most, Joe?
Oh, my goodness. Peter Gabriel and Tom Petty, Ben Harper, Buddy Guy. I mean, it's just so many that we've toured with.
Dr. John, and we did something with Mavis Staples and Aretha Franklin.
What do you think some of the members who have since passed on, what do you think they would say about the enduring legacy that the Blind Boys symbolizes?
I think that they would say, wow. Parents would say, wow.
They're still going.
They're still going.
It was so much fun hearing them in person. I've enjoyed their music for years. So, you know, a lot of performers will tell you they feed off watching the crowd. Ricky told me that even though they can't see, it's similar for him. He told me that he's always listening to the reactions of the crowd. That's what they use to feed off. So the book, Spirit of the Century, out right now.
I want that tux.
Thank share you. Their story
that
there.
Blue tux.
Oh, yeah, that's great. You actually are probably the only one who can wear it, besides them.
That was great. All right, up next, model and influencer Iskra Lawrence is shining a light on an all-too-common struggle that many women face alone, infertility. And then later, who could forget the lovable kid show Dora the Explorer? Well, we'll meet the stars of a new series, Dora, right after this. Welcome back. It is National Infertility Awareness Week, something that affects an estimated 1 in 6 people. Iskra Lawrence is a body positivity activist, influencer, and founder of the beauty brand Salt Air. She knows how frustrating the fertility struggle can be, sharing her journey on social media with her followers. But she recently revealed some joyful news, announcing she is expecting her second child, and she's here to tell us about this journey. Good morning to you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. You look absolutely beautiful. So let's start with how you're feeling today.
Today, I'm feeling very peaceful.
Yes.
I'm kind of out of that, you know, nauseous phase and just feeling super, super tired and exhausted and just so excited because this is something I'm very passionate about.
Sure.
Yeah. Even with my first pregnancy, I was still an advocate for infertility because so many people in my own life have struggled with that. So I'm really excited. I'm here with Prodigy and Resolve today, and we're going to switch on the lights for the Empire State.
That's so exciting. So you have a 4-year-old son.
I do.
And so, I mean, I was very open about my secondary infertility too. And there's this fine balance where it's like, well, you have a kid, you know, let's not get greedy. You know, the things you hear. Mm-hmm. So you put yourself out there because it really is a struggle for so many women.
It is. And day to day, having it on your mind and kind of keeping that composure and keeping that gratitude that you do have a child. But simultaneously, I've always been open with my community. Mm-hmm. My followers know so much about my life. And it just felt like it was right to help more people feel less alone through this journey.
Here's what I think some people don't realize. Full disclosure, I did a whole documentary on this. Mm-hmm. And I think for so many women, they look in the mirror and they lose their confidence. Because for so long, when you're a little girl, it's like, oh, you play with the baby dolls. And then you get married and it's, when is the baby? And you know, and so you're almost expected, especially if it's what you want. And then when you can't have one, you look in the mirror and you feel like you're defective.
Mm. You
like
feel
something's wrong
like
with
you're
you.
Failing.
Yes.
And I think actually there was this extra pressure knowing my son looked around and saw every one of his friends have siblings. And he was very aware he wanted a sibling.
And so you still felt it.
I did. And he would pray every night at dinner for this sibling.
And you can't.
Yes. Yeah. So my husband has been a rock through all of this, but also said to me, I don't want you to overly focus on this. We have our son, we have our blessing. You know, if that's all it's going to be, that's okay too. But there are 1 in 6 people dealing with infertility. It's something that if we don't speak about it, there's still going to be that stigma and shame. So opening up and talking, I think, is important.
You know, you mentioned Progeny and Resolve. You're a paid spokesperson. You're going to be lighting up the Empire State Building for Orange tonight. And one of the things you did, even when you were with your pregnant with your first child, you donated like $20,000 to a fund for other families that are struggling on that journey. How's their journey going?
Oh my goodness. I have to hold back tears every time I speak about it because it's absolutely the best thing I've ever done with my platform. Mm. Again, feeling really grateful that I was able to, you know, conceive and have a healthy pregnancy. I absolutely knew I wanted to give back because mm-hmm. there are so many people going through this. And it's not just the physical and emotional toll on your body. It's also the financial cost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fertility and that journey is expensive. And that can also really structure, like the dynamic of your family can really go mm-hmm. through it. So I knew that if I had the opportunity to give, and I gave that $20,000 to two women, Sarah and Skye, and their families are now, you know, feel whole because they have their child, they have their rainbow babies.
Oh, wow.
Here's Sarah. And we are still in touch. I follow all the milestones of their babies mm-hmm. that are now here. And it's the best thing I've ever done. And it's why I absolutely want to do this again.
It's great. Before you let you go, we a little birdie told us that during this pregnancy you've had some weird cravings. One of them apparently being baked beans on toast.
Wait, what?
Have you ever had this?
No, this is disgusting.
This is very British.
Is it?
Yes.
On the bread?
Just dump some beans on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I've seen it with an egg, but not on the bread.
Oh, totally.
So how do you even eat this? Just
well, I mean, usually it requires a knife and a fork.
Okay. Oh.
No, we don't do that here.
And I think you say fork and knife.
I'm going to try it for you.
True. But let's go for it.
But here's the thing. You're going to be gone, and we're still here having eaten this.
Right.
Wow. That's good.
It's tasty, right?
Okay.
So this is my go-to. It's so hilarious because you I've want to nourish your body so much during pregnancy.
That's so funny.
I'm imagining salads and juices and here I am.
Like, no.
Beans on bread.
Everybody
beans
what wants.
Thanks so much, Ishkru.
You're shining a light on something that is so important. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well.
All right, next we are going to catch up with the original actor behind Dora the Explorer as she passes the torch to the new voice. So sweet. They're going to tell us about the highly anticipated series reboot when we come right back.
Speaking of Boots, where's Boots?
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, six ribs, three links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
It was 24 years ago when Dora the Explorer first premiered on Nickelodeon.
For 8 seasons, that groundbreaking series followed the adventures of 7-year-old Dora, her monkey companion Boots, and that sneaky fox swiper.
Oh, man. Well, Dora encouraged kids to speak up, develop problem-solving skills, and learn Spanish.
Well, now Dora and her friends are back in the new series reboot called Dora. And this morning, we have the stars of the show, 11-year-old Diana Zermino, who voices Dora, and Kathleen Herless, who plays Dora's mother. Mommy, hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Do you like watching yourself back?
Yes, it's really fun. It's honestly, it's so amazing to like hear yourself on mm-hmm. TV.
So this is your first big voiceover role. Did you watch Dora when you were little?
I did. I did watch it. Honestly, it was, I really loved the show because when I was younger, I didn't really speak a lot of English. I only spoke Spanish. Yeah. So it was really nice to have a show where the main character also spoke Spanish and I didn't have to like put like the dubbing on it.
Right, exactly. And I know when you were trying out for this, you weren't necessarily sure what you were trying out for. It was just a show. So did you have to keep this all a secret?
Yes, I did actually. Like you said, at first, I didn't know I was auditioning for Dora. And then within my like second callback, they told me that it was for Dora. I was really excited, but they told me I couldn't tell anyone. And I started recording, you know, I kept the secret for like a year and a half. And then the news finally came out that there was going to be a reboot, and I was so happy to finally be able to tell people.
So, Kathleen, when we, in our intro, said 24 years ago, you kind of went, whoa.
Yeah, I know.
You were 7 when you started.
I was 7 years old.
Dora.
Yeah.
Cutie.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I was a baby. Like, when you said 24, I was like, whoa, how old am I again?
Wow.
We're not doing the math.
Yeah, no.
What is it like going back to this, what do you think about back in those days to now?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a full circle moment for me in my life and personally as well. Dora was such a big part of my childhood, and to be back on the show and in the world and in Dora's world, it's emotional. It's really emotional. And to even have the opportunity to do this, I feel so blessed. And it's amazing, too, to see Diana take on such an iconic role. And I love her voice. I remember hearing
it in the
booth for the first time, and I started to cry.
Oh.
It's just been like a load of emotions, but all good. And I'm just so excited and so happy to be back.
You know, I was just going to say, my niece years ago, I mean, fell in love with Dora. It was like the only show she
watched. How could you not?
Yeah.
Correct. But it also did something else. It really broke barriers when it came to representation and storytelling.
Yeah.
And now that you're a few years removed, mm-hmm. have you been able to appreciate the barrier breaking that was Dora the Explorer?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't think I understood the impact and the importance of the show as a kid as much as I do now. I had a chance to meet a lot of fans through like the cons in the past year, and to hear everyone's stories of their memories of the show with tears in their eyes and telling me how much they love the show, how much the show meant. Mm-hmm. It really brings a new perspective to what I did and
That's
what
so
I brought
special.
To life.
Yeah. I think some people would assume you guys all did this together, but tell us when you guys met for the first time and what that was like for both of you.
We just met like a few weeks ago.
Really?
We had met over at like Zoom. Yeah, we texted. But, you know, I came to New York and we were like, we have to meet up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We made a video for social media.
Right here at 30 Row.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, and it was so funny because she was like, oh, we should do a TikTok. I was like, oh, I have a trend in mind. And she's like, the twin trend. And I was like, yes.
We both had the same idea.
And we're like, of course we do, because we were both Dora.
I love that.
Oh, that's really cute. And I want to wish you a very happy birthday. You just turned 11 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
And in celebration of your birthday, we have a huge exclusive announcement that season 2 of Dora has just been picked up.
Yeah. That's a birthday gift.
How excited are you, and what can fans expect in the next season?
I'm so excited, like beyond like what words can describe. I guess fans can just expect the same new adventures, like new characters, obviously the same characters that everyone knows and loves. I'm really excited for, you know, kids to watch the new series and maybe like adults who used to watch the show to share that with maybe their like younger siblings or nieces and nephews.
That's wonderful.
So fun.
So impressive. I mean, we're just blown away with your talent already.
On everything.
So cute.
And welcome back. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, you can check out Dora now, streaming on Paramount Plus.
Well, coming up next, from outdoor sports to everyday skin protection, we're going to run through the top sunscreen picks to take us all through the summer. Third hour today. I'll be right back.
So cute.
Thank you, guys.
On this Wellness Wednesday, sunny days are here again. That means it's a good time to talk about sun protection. From the beach to the office, everything in between, there is a sunscreen for every different occasion. So here to help us break it down is the basics, new beauty senior editor at large, Sarah Eggenberger. Sarah, good to see you.
Welcome
good morning.
Back.
Oh. Good morning.
Mm. You always introduce us to like new fun things.
That's right. So here we got one that was 60 plus.
I know. We're talking serious sunscreen here. This is for if you're active outdoors.
Uh-huh.
And so if you want to go running, if you're exercising, this sunscreen actually works while you heat up, because they have this technology that actually activates with heat, with sweat, with water to give you extra sun protection. So if you're going to be active, you need an SPF that lasts with you, and this will actually work for you. And they have just the best sunscreen.
Which seems like the opposite of most sunscreens, which is great.
Exactly. So this is really great if you're an active person to use this when you go out running.
This looks like a cool whip.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is. And then look at this.
Eat.
Yeah, go for this. This is fun. It even has a decorator tip to go with
it to really make it
have that nostalgia. So this is actually an SPF 30. It creates like this billowy. I dare you.
I missed the joke.
It actually is going to help to really provide that sun protection.
Now I have a lot of
it's you have a lot going
I'm
on
good
there
for
right
shave I'm while good you're for at today. It.
This is also really fun.
Little goes a long
for
way.
Kids. You are covered.
Sorry, gave you a little too much.
Yeah.
So we make sure you're extra protected.
But that bottle will last you a long time.
It lasts a long time. Yeah. It's wonderful for kids because they have fun to do this too. So that's always fun.
This one, first of all, is just beautiful.
Is it so?
It's really nice.
Golden hour shape
yes,
to it.
Yes.
So this is actually a spray. I'll spray it on me, and it sprays all 360. It's a non-aerosol, but you get this like beautiful shimmer with it, as well as your SPF, antioxidants, and hydration. Mm. So I love this. Like if you have a cocktail party to go to, you want to get a little shimmer.
That's
pretty sunscreen.
Smells good.
And it looks like it sprays on nice and evenly.
And you can see where you apply it. So then you actually make sure you get
like
the right application.
You're still rubbing it in.
Almost done.
Almost
ready.
I like the sheen that gives
Isn't
you too. If you're
so
going somewhere.
Beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Beautiful sheen.
It's nice.
So it's a double product.
Okay. What is this?
So this is Elta MD. If you're serious about your sunscreen, you want an everyday sunscreen that's going to be the best SPF. This is 46. This is Elta MD. They are known by dermatologists, by cult classics. If someone uses Elta MD, you know they're very serious about their sunscreen.
Okay.
This is one of the best you can use.
Is that a face
for
sunscreen?
Your face. Yes.
Is it like a clear
tinted
or?
And non-tinted, so you can use whichever.
Why the number 46? And like this was 42. I mean, that's kind of an odd number.
So they are odd numbers, but it's based upon what you get for your SPF testing. And so they could round down, but they can.
But why round down when you
so
can get every inch you can get?
Okay. More protection.
Okay. I have a question. When you wear makeup, what's your thought? Do you put it on underneath and then it works underneath?
It does. So it should be the last step of your skincare, but then in between your makeup if you apply makeup. Mm-hmm. Or if you're just looking for a lightweight sunscreen, this is incredible by Naked Sundays.
I'll take some more.
Yes. I mean, it's time.
Okay.
So it's lightweight gel.
That goes on nice.
So you get the moisturization like a lotion, but it goes on very clear and very light. So it's like more that invisible sunscreen. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want something too heavy, this
I like
is great.
That.
I am not getting burnt today.
You're all set.
Where's the sun? Where's the sun out?
What about on the go?
This Olay, it smells nice. First of all,
it smells so good. Yeah. I even love it for the lips too because it has that great smell. But this is portable, easy to use. You can pop in your bag, your gold bag. You can throw it anywhere. It's non-messy because you don't have to touch it with your hands to apply it.
Is it like a gel?
It is a gel. So it goes really smooth, really soft, and again, also invisible. So you're not going to get that white cast either, which you can sometimes get from sunscreens.
Right.
Is it for your face or no?
You can use it on your face and your body.
Now see, look at this. Because what happens is you don't get the white streaks. You know what I mean? Like sometimes.
Look at that. Is that amazing?
That feels good.
Mm. Oh, it's not terribly expensive.
No, it's not expensive at all. And it's great to use like on those high-risk areas like your nose.
Oh, right, you can really get it in there.
You can really get in there.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Even cheaper when you steal it.
That's true.
That's right. For free.
Like a stealing deal.
Not at your store.
Sarah,
no.
Not at your store.
Do not steal.
Not at your store.
Dylan is right. You always find the best things, like things that we haven't seen before. So thank you.
Sarah, thank you so much.
This is great.
To check out these products, head to today.com/shop, not steal.
Third hour today will be
He meant right here, not at the store. Where you'll be
this
around.
Would be great for the kids.
Oh, the kids.
Tomorrow on the third hour of today, we're excited. Unfrosted star Jim Gaffigan joins us live.
Cannot wait. Coming up next on Hoda and Jenna, the man behind that movie that Jim is in, Jerry Seinfeld.
Nice.
We will see you right back here tomorrow.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to traveltexas.com/getyourown for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.